10 questions or so. But if you do sign up, the fees are pretty nominal. They're usually 10 bucks a month, 20 bucks a month, or something like that, which makes it much, much more cost-effective for you to actually do some research and go back to your organization and say, okay, this is what the research is showing us, and so this is how our PR program should be proceeding, and this is going to tell us how we can measure it as well. Search engines are huge in terms of research, in terms of helping us find the information we need. Of course, Google is massive, but so are many, many other search engines. And if you are looking, if you have a campaign that is focusing on video, you've got to remember to use YouTube as well. Using things like RSS feeds, news and blog alerts are really important because they help to bring information to you, and that will help you from a time-saving point of view as well. You won't actually have to go looking for it. So if you don't have the resources to set up a very, very fancy measurement dashboard, there are some great measurement solution providers out there, but let's face it, some of their solutions are a little too expensive for many of us. But you can create some pretty useful dashboards for yourself if you use something like even something as simple as RSS feeds, iGoogle, NetVibes, and so on. And one of the most important things that you can do is get to know Excel. Remember that slide that I showed you a while back of how we correlated our output to one of the KPIs at the ASPCA? That was just pulled together using Excel. Excel gives us the ability to put together some really nice charts, and people often receive data much more quickly if they can do it in a visual way. It is very important to give our executives and management data the way they will receive it well. And more often than not, you'll find your top management is attuned to looking at charts. They're attuned to numbers, but they like the visual impact that it gets as well. So if you haven't already started playing around with Excel a bit, do go into it and spend some time doing that. So when it comes down to figuring out your measurement smarts, these are the questions you've got to ask yourself. You've got to figure out what your measurement universe is. Remember, everything and anything out there is not important. What you've really got to focus on are the channels that are making a difference to your customers, to your clients, to your end audience, the ones that affect them, the ones that impact them, because that in turn is what is going to impact their behavior, and that is what's going to impact your organization. Starting out with research is going to save you a lot of pain in the long run. Focusing on impressions by itself is not going to do anything for you, again, unless you can tie those impressions back to something, because if you don't look at what you're generating in the context of your business overall, it's just a number. And that means you've got to focus on outputs, outtakes, and outcomes. And one of the simplest ways to do this is to use the who, what, when, where, why, how principle. And again, for those of us who've grown up in media relations, this is something we're used to doing. So it's just a matter of really flipping the switch in your brain and applying this to your measurement program. A couple of fairly recent developments that you should know about if you don't already. Last year, PRSA came up with a really great slideshow called Documenting the Business Outcomes of Public Relations. And they put together this working group that you can see comprises some of the absolute top folks in PR and measurement. And the links that I've included will take you both directly to this presentation on SlideShare, as well as to the category on comprehension, which is PRSA's blog, that will give you all of the posts related to this category. And the SlideShare will really take you through the best way to start connecting PR to business outcomes. And it is exactly what I've been telling you. And it's not that I copied from them or they copied from me. It's just that all of us who are working in PR and want to move measurement forward recognize that impressions by themselves no longer mean anything. AVE is not really acceptable, though some people still practice it and some organizations still offer it. And this the slideshow will give you some very, very concrete examples, in addition to what I hope you found useful examples in this presentation, as to how to start documenting the business outcomes of what your PR is doing for your organization, how it's impacting your customer. And the other thing that happened was that AMEC met, I believe it was last month in Barcelona, which was a summit organized on PR and measurement by AMEC, which is a European association that focuses on measurement. And they had 200 delegates representing 33 countries and five global PR and measurement organizations there. And this actually pulled from a little write-up I had done on my blog. But you can see over here what the Barcelona Declaration of Research Principles are. And what's really important is that measuring outcomes is preferred to measuring media results. And business results can and should be measured when possible. So you can see that there's really a global movement in our industry towards documenting business outcomes, towards correlating our work to business outcomes, because that, frankly, is the only way that we can prove the value of what we do. If we as public relations professionals are not moving our businesses forward, frankly, we don't need to have our jobs. So it's very, very important to us to understand what moves our organizations forward. It's very important to understand and work with the internal constituents who have a stake in this as well. And that's why it's really important to think of your stakeholders as opposed to just your shareholders. Who are the people who have a stake in this? And work with them to really identify what the KPIs are, what the business objectives are, and then create PR programs and the resulting measures that will help move the business forward. There are several more resources that I encourage you to check out. Many of these are blogs of some of the brightest minds in PR and measurement that I follow. I also wanted to point you to a biweekly chat on PR measurement that we do on Twitter that has become quite popular. And the next one is actually on August 31st. We hold it 12 to 1 Eastern. And all you have to do is log on to Twitter and use the Measure PR hashtag. And I index all of the transcripts and recaps from that chat on my blog as well. And then I have a Twitter list of folks who are really doing some very, very good work in measurement. So if you go to my Twitter profile and look up that list, those would be good people to follow as well. Thank you again to PRSA, and I want to remind you again that PRSA.org has some really excellent resources, so I do encourage you to check it out. And with that, Judy, I'm going to thank you again for bringing me on and hand it back to you to field any questions that we might have.
Okay, I don't see any specific questions other than that, and I have a few for you, but I'm wondering if you have the link to your slides available.
I do. I will. I do have the link to my slides available, and I will just send it to you after the presentation. Would that work?
We do have it. I just want to assure people that we will be sending it out to them, but I wonder if you had it handy, if you could read it out loud.
Oh, sure. Hold on just a moment, and I will go grab that for everyone. I did see, while I'm looking for the link, Judy, I did see someone raising their hand on the online chat. Okay. Let me see where this link is. Mm-hmm. Okay, the link to the presentation is www.slideshare.net/Shonali Burke, and that is spelled shonaliburke.com/from-wtf-po-kpi-business.
Just tweet it.
Should I repeat that?
No.
Yes, please.
No.
Slideshare.net/Shonali Burke.